and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey, guys.
So, from hero to zero to again hero, Trent Alexander-Arnold is back. And that being said, let's park the bus. Yeah. Where should we start? You want me to?
I guess we should. Champions League itself.
Timeline. We should go accordingly.
Yes.
So first game of the Champions League was Real Madrid against Liverpool FC.
Mm.
And what happened in that game?
I think
was
one thing.
It came as a shocker because without Ramos.
Without.
I told last week like I predicted Real Madrid to win UCL, but without Ramos, I was. Quite,
yes, and the fact that there was even no Varane.
Yeah, when I heard Varane was not there, I was like, okay, now this is getting serious. But still, Madrid managed to pull out a 3-1 victory over Liverpool by completely dominating the game. And not just dominating, they were taking chances. Vinicius Junior showed like, it's not just about Mbappe and
Haaland.
It's also who's there in the race. And Liverpool were completely outplayed apart from that Salah's goal.
Yeah, that... I mean, it was. I think Liverpool fans has seen this coming, you know, the loss or something. But...
I don't think so. Before that, I remember vividly... Liverpool fans were like, okay, no Varane, so... That's two more goals for us. I remember exactly. And now they are saying, okay, last time we conceded 3 goals in Spain to some team, you know what happened.
See, the thing is, they can talk anything they want. All agreed, okay. But the thing is that they're facing the best team in the Champions League. So,
it's not the best team. It's like... Club, like all time.
Yes, all time. Exactly, best, yeah. Exactly. That is the word I have to use.
The best, I won't agree with that.
Okay, all right. Meaning all time best team in the Champions League because you must never underestimate Real Madrid in the competition. They will come from somewhere and then they will win the competition. So, Zidane also present there, back to back. So, I mean, I think even in the prediction video, I was a little, you know, on the side of Real Madrid that they will qualify for the, you know, next round or something like that. But I mean, I think that has now slowly happening. They have one leg on the semifinal unless and until they bottle it.
You cannot underestimate Liverpool also. That is one thing I would like to say. Like, if Liverpool scores 2 goals, 2-0, Liverpool are getting through. So, it's not that far from Liverpool, but if Madrid manages to get 1 or 2 goals, then I guess it's very, very,
yeah.
It's going to be very, very, very difficult.
Yes.
Because I guess by next week, this week, they also have one El Clasico. So the confidence of this Real Madrid team is at peak. And I don't know what Klopp thought before the match by starting Naby Keita over Thiago Alcantara. Like I just saw the highlights of this game and I rather saw this Man City versus Dortmund game because of various reasons. But yeah, like when I saw the starting lineup, I was like, why is Thiago not starting? Why is Firmino not starting? Like Firmino, Salah, Mane were a thing.
Yes.
And these three not starting and Keita starting over Thiago, who was the player of the match last season in the final. So, they should have started. But yeah, it is what it is. So, now, based on this situation, do you see Liverpool getting through?
Liverpool came back with Aston Villa yesterday. Okay. Yesterday. And I feel they had this... You know, the same shades of how they used to be long ago with Alexander-Arnold coming back to form and everything. But it is all about how Klopp gets his tactics right. Because they still conceded. Liverpool are a team which are supposed to be really good. I mean, they have defensive problems, everything all agreed. But, you know, they can afford... If they concede, it must be like they score 4 goals or something like that. So,
yeah.
If that is the case, then I think it is a small... There is a small possibility that, you know, Liverpool may qualify. But I still will side Real Madrid here because they are an entirely different beast in the competition. I think there are very, very small rumors that Eden Hazard may start against Liverpool for the second leg.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's supposedly in the reserve team already. He was not in the squad list against Barcelona, but I think there are inside sources saying that he may start. But, I mean, keeping that fact aside, I think Vinicius Junior, Benzema itself is really, really good enough for Real Madrid.
And I don't think so he will start also because he is coming back from injury and to play such a big match.
Exactly.
Where everything is at
stake. Yes, exactly. And the fact that Zidane exited the competition early last season, I think he will look to, you know, capitalize it and cement his, you know, position in Real Madrid with the Champions League qualification to the semifinals, at least. So, yeah. Let's see. I mean, I have no predictions, meaning exact predictions for this match because it is Anfield, I agree, but without fans. So, that is a...
And no one... And did you hear Klopp saying that, oh, it wasn't a proper stadium now?
I mean...
Like, I literally laughed. Why is he saying such stuff? Like, agreed on that he's a successful manager and all this and that. Like, Mourinho, he digs on his own players. Pep Guardiola, normally he says that I got my tactics wrong or I overthought. But Liverpool, Klopp, what is he saying? Seriously. And that Real Madrid's second ground is bigger than Anfield, to be honest.
Yes.
So, what he meant, like what he wants?
The thing is that, the thing is now Liverpool are not a great team in Anfield also. They have, after 7 matches, yesterday was the match where they stopped their drought and won at Anfield.
Yeah.
So, that is that. Okay.
And that too, it wasn't convincingly I still remember in 85th minute, I don't remember like who was Aston Villa striker?
Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins gave a long ball to, very good long ball to Ross Barkley. Mm. And I still remember that like very, very clearly. And he was alone. Then he tried to do something. He tried to get in or something. He did and he messed it up. Had that been converted by Jack Grealish or someone, like if there was someone like that, he would have converted.
Yes.
They were not convincing enough for Liverpool.
Yeah, that I have to agree. But I guess we have to only wait and watch for the match because it is the Champions League and you never really, really know what will happen at all because it is about that team stepping up for that day.
Yeah.
So, I guess we have to wait and watch.
Second game was Manchester City against Dortmund.
Yes.
Now, I'll be honest, in this game, Dortmund deserved a draw. I was thinking that Dortmund will get battered when they, like, you should have seen the first goal. Like, Dortmund's players had no idea what was going on with them. Like, I remember Emre Can, he was passing, like, he was trying to do a sideways pass to his left side. And by mistake, the pass hit Kevin De Bruyne. And 4 players, you should just see the run of all the 4 players. Then Riyad Mahrez, he's doing something. Phil Foden is doing something. Each of the 4 players were involved in that.
I really think that Pep Guardiola is really serious about the Champions League this season. Because...
But it did not look like that. Like, if you remember Jude Bellingham's attempt.
That is a goal. According to me, that is a goal.
That was 100% a goal.
Yes, yes.
That was never that like in doubt. But still, had that been converted, the score would have been 2-2 or no one knows what would have happened.
Exactly.
Like yesterday, if you see, you saw Man City like two, like they lost to a 10-man Leeds United.
Yes.
So no one knows what would have happened had that Jude Bellingham certain would have
yes,
gone.
And the fact, the reason I told that Pep Guardiola is really serious about the Champions League, although it may not look like it in the first leg, I will, according to me, yesterday, City were 1-0 against Leeds United. And only in the 93rd or something minute, again, you know, Dallas...
91st
minute. Okay, 91st minute. You know, Dallas scored again. But
yeah,
the entire match, the best player of Man City was sitting on the bench. He was not started. He was not even substituted for a second. Kevin De Bruyne did not come inside the match. So...
No, but Phil Foden came hard. Even Riyad Mahrez did not.
So, according, like, that is why I feel Pep Guardiola is concentrating on the Champions League a little more than the Premier League. Because, you know, it was a 10-man Leeds United. If he had bought in Kevin De Bruyne, I'm very sure, according to me, they could have put in 3-4 against Leeds United. Because how much ever Bielsa had thought about tactics, I think when Manu or when any team can put in so much of goals against Leeds United, I think Pep Guardiola is a capable man. But he rested both of them.
Yeah.
So, according to me, that is why when I saw that he did not come and play yesterday, I was like, oh, okay, he seems serious about the Champions
League. But still, Man City had a very good squad against, like, very
See,
good team
the
against
thing is, even
Leeds
Man City's
United,
bench is, even Man City's bench is 11 also is really good, okay? That I have to, like, that
yeah,
is...
Yeah, they're better than...
You cannot
and
tell.
Yesterday, Ruben Diaz also did not start.
Yes.
Ruben Diaz did not start.
It was Stones and Cancelo. So, and they played five defenders. They played Fernandinho, they played Mendy, they played Ake, they played Zinchenko. They played five defenders.
Oh my God. So, okay, we'll just go through this, then we'll come to
yes.
Premier League. Yeah. So, do you think Dortmund can overturn this?
No. Personally, according to me, no. How much ever I want them really badly to overturn this lead, I feel Dortmund are crashing out of the competition in this stage.
I'm pretty sure there is some sort of fireworks left in this
game. I mean, I'm not telling goals are not going to go because I definitely know with Haaland in the team, goals are going to be there.
Oh, did you see Haaland versus Ruben Diaz?
No, I did not.
Like, he bought Ruben Diaz down. Oh. So what happened was Haaland was given a ball.
Mm.
It was like 50-50 for both.
Okay.
Then Haaland did Haaland, what he does.
Okay.
He started running forward and Ruben Diaz was following him, and then following he fell down. So although Haaland, I guess Ederson saved Haaland shot, but it was a statement kind of run from Haaland.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
But yeah, it depends now what Man City does.
Yeah,
so
you'll see, I guess.
Third game. Oh my God. PSG versus Bayern Munich. Now, in this game also, I was thinking, should I watch Chelsea Porto? Then my mindset, are you mad or something?
Even if I promise to God, if I weren't a Chelsea fan, I would have definitely watched this game.
Like, this is the game.
Yes.
When Marquinhos scored the second goal, I'll tell you, till that moment, it was PSG had two shots and Bayern Munich had some 10 to 13 shots, I'm not
yes.
sure. They were continuously pressing, and this is the Bayern Munich without, that was a Bayern Munich without Alphonso Davies, or let's say Lewandowski.
Serge Gnabry.
Mm. And the players were good. I won't lie, players were very good, but still, Bayern Munich were pressing. Like, I'll say PSG were lucky to come out as winners. That's it, what I will say.
I feel... I think they lacked the firepower in the match because with so much of shots...
Yeah. Had Lewandowski started. Thomas Muller said after the game, we are sorry for what happened. So many shots. His feet was so many shots and still managed to get only two goals. This is very bad from us. I promise we will come back stronger. So I'm not sure what stronger are they planning to come. But this is like, this is a game
yes,
which we cannot predict.
Same,
I'm not
same.
Going to predict who will win
same.
This game because no one knows. Although PSG is looking like they have an edge over Bayern Munich right now, as more injuries have followed Bayern Munich, but
yeah,
no one knows what will
totally.
Happen. And Porto against Chelsea. I'm sure that if you ask me, out of all the ties, who are the first team to have won feet in semi-finals, I'll say Chelsea. Although, I want to hear something from you. After the game, I heard ESPN pundits saying that Chelsea were not good enough. Like, that they were very lucky to
I
win.
I would actually not say the same thing exactly, but I think, yes, we were lucky to win because the goals we scored were defensive errors by Porto, because it was just that
yeah.
They were defensively really good, but they just made very, very, very few mistakes and we capitalized on it. It was as simple as that.
And also, one more thing I would like to mention, that Porto's top two goal scorers were not present in the game.
Yeah, Porto's main two players were not present in the game. That is definitely...
Yes.
Will
yes,
they be back in the next leg?
Yes.
Both of them? Oh. So, I take my words back.
Exactly.
Because no one knows it's football. So, yeah. Interesting
yes,
times.
Yes, definitely.
Are
this week is going to be really, really good.
This week, I guess... very scary. For me, it's not scary anymore because none of my team is there anymore. Fulham against Wolves. Wolves won 1-0. Finally, Adama
yes.
Traore got a goal. Leeds United against Man.
I think we really discussed this game a couple of seconds ago because this is why the master remains the master. I think that is all I'm going to say.
And also, like, I saw this game and one thing I told you, right? I'll tell you. You should have seen the positioning of Nathan Ake. He was looking so clueless. Like in second half, I guess Cancelo was started as a centre back and Ake was shifted to right.
Yes.
Or left, I don't know.
Mm.
Right, yes, right. So, Ake, like Man City's whole team was at one place and Ake was like a kid who was standing at right side of his part. And thinking of pressing, like, how
yes,
we
yes.
press, right. Like I saw John Stones was making runs alone and then Cancelo, Mendy was playing as a winger. Sterling
yes.
was playing inside like that. And Ake, I felt
according
so sorry
to me,
for him. Like,
I think
like,
Man City underestimated the 10-man leads a little bit because, like, they thought, okay, they are 10-man, you know, we are Man City. What could they do? And they played, I think, something new and it absolutely flopped and Bielsa obviously capitalized on that. Bielsa is a mastermind. We all know that. Even Pep Guardiola knows that.
Yeah.
I do not understand why he should have capitalized on a red card because even the first leg between Man City and Leeds were a draw. So... it was not like the first leg he won convincingly so that the second leg... winning the first leg, first match. And the second match, he knew what Bielsa was. Bielsa is a mastermind and Pep Guardiola, out of all the people in the Premier League, should know this. And I think that is what Bielsa produced. He tactically outclassed Pep. I will have to tell this word. Outclassed Pep. And without De Bruyne, without Mahrez is not the question here. It was Pep's mistake. And Bielsa obviously, took the opportunity of, you know, capitalizing on this and took the win. I think Dortmund would have definitely watched this game because maybe Bielsa would have exposed.
And felt a one.
Exactly.
Felt one
maybe
person
I would
confident.
Have, you know, seen some places where Man City were exposed by a little. But you never know, right? It's Pep Guardiola. One match he loses, the next match you always know it is going to be final 6-0.
And also, the thing with Man City is, if you are a goal ahead of Man City in 85th minute or even a draw, Man City will press you like you'll know that
Yes,
one goal is
yes.
coming for sure from them. Like either Man City gives up, like if Man City gives up, then that is the best day in the world for you. Otherwise, you
Exactly,
know that
exactly.
something is coming. And this is something that is very, very scary for me, for Man City. Like you never know, like you always know something they are going to produce and they are going to score somehow. So it's now moving to next game, I guess. Chelsea again against Crystal Palace 4-1. I would like to ask you one question. Are you happy with Kai
with the way he played against Crystal Palace? If he could be consistent the same way, yes, I would be happy.
I felt like he was one of the worst performances against Crystal Palace, apart barring 40 minutes. After 40 minutes, like till 40 minutes, he was one of the best. After that, he
yes,
had
see,
so
the thing
many
is that
chances.
That is why exactly I was
so
saying.
many
The
chances.
thing is that,
so many chances. He could
yes,
have had
I
eight
have
goals
to agree
yesterday.
there. But the fact is that they were playing him as a number 9 for some reason. I don't know what Tuchel thought, but they were playing him as a number 9, which I still do not understand.
No. He can play as a number 9 because remember when you signed him, you must have heard from Chelsea fan pages also. He's a very versatile,
see,
is the word
I
that
agree,
was used
but
for Kai
see,
Havertz.
the thing is that we were playing Kai, we were not playing Timo Werner, we were not playing maybe Giroud, we were not playing a couple of players, maybe because we were resting them for the Champions League. Okay, I agree there. But there we have another striker who I do not know what happened, should have played the match, is Tammy Abraham. Batshuayi is in Crystal Palace right now. Yeah.
Ah,
so,
okay. Sorry. Yes.
Exactly.
Tammy Abraham,
for
where
some
is
reason,
he?
he fell down in the pecking order of Thomas Tuchel and he's now disappeared from the squad, which is something I do not want to see because he's been very vital for us last season. He's been okay. Like, he's not been the best striker in front of the goal, but he's at least given us goals when the ball was given to him. So, I felt that yesterday, Kai Havertz should have been rested and Tammy Abraham should have started. But the way Chelsea played is how I would want them to play for the next couple of games too, because they had the intent to score. And I think Pulisic, as usual, in the last 8 or 9 matches, from somewhere he will come and start performing.
Exactly. If you remember Pulisic, I guess he
scored
the third goal
the
or fourth goal? Fourth goal, I guess, right?
Yes.
Fourth goal. So if you remember fourth goal also,
yes.
Havertz missed that chance. It was clearly Havertz's chance, but he missed
and,
it for some reason.
Yes.
That's what I'm
I,
pointing out. Like, had there been a more clinical striker, he would have
I have to agree
killed
there.
The game.
But
seriously.
The thing is that Pulisic deserves the praise because there is this tweet which I saw, and I think that is the tweet which is perfect for the situation. Pulisic, for some reason, treats the top four race like playoffs. Because, like, even Pulisic treats the top four race like playoffs, like some playoffs. Because even last season,
it should be like that. Like, if I'm a Spurs fan, like, don't get me wrong, apart from Mason Mount, I will want Pulisic in my
Yeah,
team.
I mean, yes, that is definitely there.
If he can play right wing, for sure. Like, his left wing is for some deserved, but right wing, if he can play. He
yes,
plays
he plays
right wing, right?
Right wing too. Yes.
But yesterday he was in left. Like, can I say something? Like, this Chelsea, if you were to add one player in this Chelsea, that will take this team to the next level. Whom
From...
would you add? Like, I'll not use the word, but I'll say, I don't want to say that, but like, I don't mean it, but it's the word that is coming to my mind. This Chelsea looks like a bits and pieces team. You need to gel it together, and that one gelling, I guess there is one guy missing in your squad. And like, if that was who?
Okay. Right now, Right, like, now, according to me, yeah. I think we have the perfect squad. I mean, see, like, the thing is that we have a very good squad with players with very, very, very low confidence.
So,
yeah, okay, in that way. You mean that, but yeah, I do not really know if I would add some extra player to the squad.
So, like, do you don't want any summer signing?
According to me, if they sign a center back, yes, that's all I would need.
But why you need a center back? I guess you should find Aspi's replacement is all Alonso's replacement.
No, Alonso's replacement is pretty much done because Chilwell against Porto was really good. And
Alonso will leave, right?
Alonso
Chilwell is starting.
And we have Emerson also.
You need a backup left back.
Yeah, he scored a Champions League goal, no?
Wasn't he? It was Chilwell.
It was
right?
Chilwell, yes. Chilwell, number one. I think with the performance. The Porto goal, Chilwell scored. The Atletico Madrid second goal, Emerson scored.
Ah, yes. No, but Emerson is not getting that sort of limelight that he should get. Right? Like, I personally did not knew that. Yeah.
So. I don't really know why. Do you have someone in mind?
I guess you have one. Like, I guess you should sell one or two.
Yeah, I think Giroud. Giroud should leave Chelsea.
And if possible, some sort of leader in front. Like all these people, you know, you will say. Howards, Mount, Werner, and who else? Hudson-Odoi. These people are very young. Who need some sort of experienced leader who is in his
prime? Okay. Who is there?
I don't want to see Haaland in Chelsea. If you say Haaland, I don't think so.
Yes.
Haaland will fit in this squad. But like someone like Lukaku.
Lukaku is one of our top targets, yes. But I personally wouldn't want Lukaku. Hear me out here. He performed in Everton. Okay, I agree. I totally agree. And then he was given to Man U. He did not perform in Man U. He was literally, scolded by a lot of fans so much that he was very underperforming. He had a very bad first touch. He had absolutely nothing in the Premier League. And that is why Man U sent him to Serie A. And Serie A being your very favorite league, you know how are the levels in Serie A. And I agree, Antonio Conte system fit Lukaku very well, and he's scoring banging goals, and he's playing really, really well there. I have to agree. But would Premier League again give Lukaku the goals he needs? I don't think so. I don't think Premier League is a league where you can score goals just like that. Because in every league, right now, the top goal scorer is in some 30 goals or something like that. But right now, I think the top goals.
So, I guess there's just one guy, I guess, Aguero.
Yeah, I mean, yes. If Aguero comes to us, then I will be the happiest person alive because that guy is the definition of a Premier League striker, according to me. So, yes, if Aguero comes, you wouldn't see a more happy person than me.
But like this Aguero, I have doubts, like my doubts, but I'm sure.
Let's see,
I
guess.
And can I ask something, like Crystal Palace, after I saw Zaha, like what is Zaha's story? Like,
he is literally wasting his career there, accordingly, because he can actually be so important for so much other teams. And
he won't be important. Like, do you think he'll start for Chelsea? I don't think so. Do you think he'll start for Man City? No. He won't start for Liverpool. He won't start for...
Man
City.
I'm not talking about the top six.
Oh, sorry. Man United
but
first.
Teams like Southampton, Aston Villa.
Yeah. But these teams are also not consistent.
But look at West.
Like, Aston Villa was fighting relegation. Southampton are playing attractive football, but they're also like
No, all I'm saying is, you know Danny Ings right now, right? How? Because he's established himself so well in a team like that. So, all I'm saying is, maybe the change is important. Maybe the club isn't fitting him. Because look at Lingard. In Man U, he was... We trolled him so much last season. So much. And in West Ham, the only player... If Chelsea was West Ham is going to happen anytime, meaning the next few matches, I would not want Lingard to play against us because that is how amazing he's been there. So I'm saying Zaha in Crystal Palace is the best player in Crystal Palace, and if he can move to some club which can offer him the recognition he deserves, I feel that he can perform more better there because Crystal.
I guess Zaha's situation is as same as
Harry. I guess so. But still, I feel that he should just...
Like, sometimes too much of talent can cost you so much. Like, Harry Kane's valuation, like, from insiders, I'm telling you, it's more than Neymar right now.
Wow.
If some club wants to move for Harry Kane, they have to pay approximately 200 to 220 million. Is what our club will ask.
Yes.
Obviously, he's irreplaceable for us. Even I don't think so. In 200 million, who will come? Like, if we go out and spend, first of all, we are not spending 200 million. But if we go out and spend 200 also, who will come? Who's like, who is that guy who will be on top of assist and goal at the same time? So, I guess case with Zaha. For him to leave, but yeah, it's Zaha's mistake also. If he wanted to leave, then why did he sign a new contract?
I really do not know.
Like someone told me that it was Roy Hodgson's magic. Like Roy Hodgson had some plan that Zaha liked so much. I was like, what did he have?
And
he's playing alongside Benteke.
For me, I do not know why. Okay, I feel Crystal Palace are losing every match. No, I'm not sure. Okay, every time I see Crystal Palace result, it seems like they're losing. But they're in the 12th place in the Premier League. How?
They are very smart. Like, I guess they win some good matches. Like, I guess they win the matches that they should win. Like, lower sides like Fulham, West Brom, Sheffield, Newcastle. These sides they will defeat. I think so. And one or two big matches, like I guess, yes, they've defeated Man United, right?
Yes, I think so.
3-1 in Old Trafford. I'm not sure if they defeated Arsenal.
Mm.
But like, yeah, they just managed to survive. Roy Hodgson has his magic.
No idea, man. Maybe.
So, yeah, from this to coming to boring line, but Don't say Palash, but did you see El Clasico?
I watched a few minutes in El Clasico, but then I did not watch the entire match.
First of all, it was my third La Liga game of the season. And this one I watched full.
The thing
that I don't understand is, why are La Liga fans like this? Like yesterday I told you Barcelona, like, seeing Barcelona's performance in first half, I was like, what are they wanting from this? Like, what they want from this kind of match? And I commented randomly, if this Barcelona were in Premier League, they will get relegated.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off. La Liga fans got pissed off. They were like, what do you think Premier League is? Even Sevilla can come in Premier League. And this was a very normal comment. They were like, Villarreal, Unai Emery's Villarreal will come and spank all the top six. He asked, okay, which was like your table leaders, Atletico Madrid just got spanked by Premier League's third or fourth number spot, right? So, do you still want to argue? Then old classic argument that they bring all the time. Who has more Champions League, Premier League, or that?
No one.
But yeah, it was okay.
The thing is that
I promised myself, like, I'll tell you personally, this was my second live game for Barcelona after, no, first live game for Barcelona after 8-2.
Oh.
Like, I did not say PSG game also because I was so sure that we are going to lose and I'm going to be like, oh, why is this alive?
No, the thing is that I wanted to watch El Clasico really badly. But then I saw the lineups and I knew Hazard wouldn't be in the squad. The fire in me, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, I never used to even think of missing an El Clasico. But right now, I'm like, should I even watch it? And then I'm like, and I thought, and I watched for 10, 15 minutes and I'm like, no, I'm not watching this. And so I just closed it down, I guess. That's all.
You know, the hype of El Clasico, like, in my Snapchat, there are people who don't know F of football. Like, when I discuss football, they usually look somewhere else or they usually ignore. But yesterday, these people were putting statuses, like, not status, these people are sending me snaps and putting stories like, oh, wow. What a dribble from Messi. Messi had, I like, what was Messi doing also? I did not understand. First of all, I don't understand what is Barcelona doing, what they want from this
but
team.
But Barcelona were having a great winning run, actually. They only lost.
They had, but I wanted to tweet also, but then I thought I have unnecessary hate and all, I don't want. I wanted to really tweet this if Koeman does not resign. Like, I know I'm seeing a lot of AFTV these days. It's time to go and all I wanted to do. But yeah. You know, Koeman's system is 3-1-4-2. This is his system. Where Sergio Busquets, who is one of the world's best CDMs, is going there to press for some reason. Frankie de Jong, I don't know what his role is. It is good only. But he's getting lost a lot because it wasn't, like, it is based on Frankie de Jong. It isn't based on Messi anymore. It is based on getting best out of Frankie de Jong. Pedri, small kid. Like, I have promised myself I won't watch Barcelona next week. Like, ever. At least till next year. It's so disappointing, man. Seriously.
When we're talking about Barcelona players, for some reason I was thinking, you know, what about Real Madrid? And I think one player who deserves the praise is Vinicius Jr., who really, really is performing for the last couple of matches, and Karim Benzema, because he has been so much underrated. He has been literally left out of squads and all, and he was given so much of hate, but he delivers when you know the team needs the most. And even before the match, Karim Benzema made a statement saying, "People who love football will like me," and I have to agree there. I have to agree with him because he is lethal in front of the goal, and the flick goal which he did yesterday, that is not something every striker in the world could do just like that. And with so much of experience in the team, with winning so much, he still stays in the team. With Jovic coming inside, with so much of strikers coming in and going, he has cemented his place, not letting his position go for any other striker. Is not something very easily done. So I think Karim Benzema and Vinicius Jr. deserves the praise they required.
I'll not say this for Vinicius Jr. because it's just been 1 week that he's performing. But for Karim Benzema, yes. He's one of the most underrated strikers. It's a shame that he's not playing for France. I don't know what happened. Why is Karim Benzema left out of squad?
He has some fight with the French squad. The French squad.
Manager?
The
board or manager?
Board, not the manager. Yes, the board.
Oh, the board. I guess one more player has been left.
No, Zlatan is back in Sweden right now.
Exactly. But
yeah, he was left,
was
out.
Left out.
Karim
right?
Benzema and even Lacazette is left out always in French squad.
Lacazette played.
No, Martial only played
if I'm
recently.
Not wrong. Okay. Yes. But yeah, Lacazette over
Giroud.
Mbappe, Griezmann,
Yeah, I mean, they
Olivier
have
Giroud.
the chemistry all agreed, but you never gave Lacazette a chance to get the chemistry. So that is some problem inside, I guess.
But France team is quite good. But yeah, that,
yes.
Let's leave it for later.
Mm.
So prediction time, I guess. So what?
I think we'll only
predict
Champions League matches. Mm.
Okay, fine. I was going to say Spurs Man U, but then I also got scared that no, it's fine.
All
we'll predict Champions League only because you never know which Spurs is going to turn up today. We can either go 6-1 or we can either lose 6-1. So yeah. Tell me your four teams
they're going through. Okay. According to me, Real Madrid, Man City, PSG, and Chelsea.
I'll go for Dortmund. Please God, let this happen. Like, make this happen. Tell me one thing. If Dortmund wins, do you think Pep should resign?
Yeah, I mean,
I personally think yes. He should.
I have
because
also
he
has to
spent so much.
I don't think he will resign. I don't know, man. Like, I think I am not going to jinx anything here because personally, I think everyone pretty much knows that I would want Man City to lose. But I think Man City are easily, I think they are even title contenders very, very easily. So I think I am not going to jinx anything by saying, should he resign, should he not resign. After this week, I think I will talk if something like that happens. Your four teams?
Yeah, so my second semi-finalist is Real Madrid, that I predict. Third team, I think so. PSG will go through, manage somehow, they'll manage. And Chelsea Porto.
Yes, for sure.
There can be
I
upset.
Feel
I won't
there
lie.
Be a scoreline of 3-2 or something and
there
Chelsea somehow goes through.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It can be a late winner for Chelsea and Liverpool, Real Madrid.
Exactly.
The whole game will depend on first 30 minutes for me. If Liverpool manages a goal, then it's very difficult for Real Madrid to come back in this game because Liverpool are like mentality beasts. So with that being said, are there any transfer rumors? I guess people are saying it was Messi's last El Clasico, but
to talk about transfer rumors and everyone is focused on the Champions League. So I think every manager you ask.
And Champions League is more interesting than.
Yeah, to be honest, that is
BS
the truth. And
rumors,
every manager, when you ask them, they were like, we should concentrate on what is present and right in front of us. And they are absolutely right on that. So I think after the Champions League, when slowly teams start exiting, their transfer rumors will ignite. So I think that will be when we will also know something.
Yeah. First of all, we need to know who is Real Madrid getting finally. So with that being said, I guess it's time to wrap up our podcast. Thank you, Shiv Charan. Thank you guys for listening, bearing with us.
Bye-bye.
Peace out bye-bye.